Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world, telling them of the adventures that I have with other boys and girls all over the world. Last night I was talking to a young man, and he was telling me that he was trying to help some birds who were nesting next to his house. And he had climbed this tree, and he'd seen the bird nest up there, and he thought, look at the tiny little baby birds in there. And I said to him, is that right? And he reached out and he picked up one of the little birds from the nest. And he put it in his hand and he cuddled it. And he said, I love you, I love you. And the little bird cheeped. And then he closed his hand around the bird a little bit to keep him warm and cozy. And the little bird just snuggled in there. And after he finished, he took the little bird and he put it back in the nest. And then he climbed down the tree and he went to his room and he could see the bird nest out the window of his room. And as he looked at the bird nest out the window of his room, the mother bird came to the nest, bringing food for the little birds. But the mother nest did not give any food to the little bird that he had touched, the little bird that he had cuddled, the little bird that he had loved. And so he said, oh my, did I do something bad? Did I do something to disturb that little bird and the mother bird? And so he said to himself, the mother loves the baby bird I touched. The mother loves the baby bird I touched. The mother loves the baby bird I touched. He affirmed this again and again. And he wrapped his arms around himself and he said, the mother loves the baby bird I touched. The mother loves the baby bird I touched. And then he went down to have his lunch with the rest of the family. And after lunch, he came back up to his bedroom and he looked out the window to see what was going on in the bird's nest. And he saw the mother bird standing over the bird that he had touched. He knew it was the bird he had touched because it was on that part of the nest. And he looked at the little bird he had touched and he says, I love you, I love you, and your mommy loves you, your mommy loves you. I love you and your mommy loves you. And then the mother bird flew away. And while he watched the nest, the other birds were doing just fine. And the mother bird came back, and the mother bird had a big worm in his mouth. And she went to the baby bird and dropped it right into his throat. The little bird that he had touched. And he said, oh, she's feeding my little bird. She's feeding my little bird. She's feeding my little bird. I love you. I love you. I love you. And he kept beaming love, thinking love, speaking love joyously from inside the house through the window to the little bird in the nest. And little by little, the mother regained her attention to the little bird that he had touched. And fed the little bird very beautifully. And the little bird was just like all the other birds, happy, united, as a member of the flock, as a member of the bird family. Oftentimes we do things that are contrary to what the world says we should do, or science says we should do, or experience says we should do. And we think, how can we remedy that? And that little fellow touched the little bird, and he knew he shouldn't touch it, but he just was driven to touch it because the bird was so cute. And then how could he remedy what he had done? How could he change what he had done? And he touched the bird, and mother birds don't often like to touch their birds when it's been touched by something else. We don't know, well, we do know, but mother birds don't like to touch the little bird that's been touched by something else because It's a strange odor. It's a strange sense. It's a strange attitude. And who knows, it might be something not beneficial for the bird family. And so the little bird would be ousted rather than to hurt the rest of the family. But our little friend, he decided that he wouldn't let that happen. He would love that bird back into its family. And of course, he'd said to himself, he'll never do that again. Well, the children gathered around Mr. Candle were saying, "Mr. Candle, is the little bird okay now?" And Mr. Candle said, "Oh, yes, the little bird is okay, yes. Now, we looked at him yesterday, and he's doing just fine." "Well, Mr. Candle, when we make mistakes, can we ever do things to make it correct again?" "No, we can never make a mistake correct. Anything we've ever done wrong is wrong, and forget it. Now, what it is, we go on doing good things. We go on being harmonious. We go on being happy. Whatever we've done bad, we forget that. We don't do it again. We don't want to do it again, but we go on doing things that make us happy. Mr. Candle, how can you forget when you do something bad?" "Well, when you do something bad and you know it's not good, then start thinking about what are the good things you want to do and start doing good things. Now, if you did not clean your room like your mama wanted you to, and then you realize, hey, I didn't clean my room like mama wanted me, I'm part of this family, we all take care of our own, and I should do that too. Then start doing what you know in your heart you want to do and you should do. And as you do that, you feel very good. Now, you can never undo what dumb thing you did, but you can do the right things that you want to do." "Well, how do we know what's the right thing, Mr. Candle? How do we know what's the right thing to do?" "Well, in your heart, in our heart, in my heart, in the heart of every one of us is a beautiful awareness that tells us what is right and what is for our highest and best. And when we take time to meditate and listen to that heart, then we know what to do." "Well, how do you meditate, Mr. Candle? That's not easy to do. My mom and dad talk about meditation, but they don't really tell me how to do it." "Well, nobody really knows how to meditate. But to meditate is when you stop being so busy and start just listening to your heart. Start listening to your heartbeat. Hold your hand over your chest and hear the thump, 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 thump to your heartbeat. And pay attention to that. Just listen. Or think of a happy thought. The happy thought is that you are a good child, that you are orderly, and that you are friendly, and that you are loving to your brothers and sisters and your family. You are cooperative and you are happy." "Oh, Mr. Candle, that's so easy." "Ho, ho, ho, you try it. You try it and you find it may not be as easy as you think, but once you do it a couple times, then it's easy because you're building up a practice in doing something that is happy for you. And then you feel very good about it." "Oh, Mr. Candle, I wish I could meditate." "Well, you can. Meditate is called whatever you think about. Whatever you think about, you are meditating on that. So now choose to think about things that are good and beautiful. Choose to think about how much you love yourself, how much you love your family, how much you love your mommy and your daddy, how much you love your sisters and brothers, how much you love the neighbors, how much you love your teachers at school, how much you love all of life, how much you love yourself. And the more you think on that, the more you'll be that. And the more you are that, the more wonderful meditator you are. That's what it's all about." "Oh, Mr. Kettle, that sounds fun. That sounds interesting. Can I do that? Can I do it right now?" "Sure. Sure. What do you want to meditate on?" "Well, I want to meditate on my neighbor James. He's a great guy. And Jimmy is just lots of fun. And Jim is just so, such a nice guy. And Jim is always doing nice things for me. And I would like to start doing some nice things for Jimmy. All right. What do you think you should do that would be nice for Jimmy? Well, I'd like to give him my toys. I'd like to give him all the things that I have. I'd like to give everything I have to Jimmy. Well, now, is that what's going to make Jimmy happy? Well, make me happy. Would that make Jimmy happy? Well, I don't know. What do you think would make Jimmy happy? Well, what would make Jimmy happy, really, I guess, is when I say, "Hi, Jimmy, let's play together. Hi, Jimmy, I like you. Hey, Jimmy, you're wonderful." Oh, it's not giving him your things. It's giving him your heart. It's giving him your love. Oh, Mr. Candle, that doesn't seem like enough. Oh, it's enough, all right. It's all that any of us can ever give to another that makes any difference in life. That's our true meditation. When we give love. Now just think of all the loving things you could say and do with Jimmy that would make you happy, and that would make him happy, and that would make all the world happy. That's what it's all about. Yes, that's what it's all about. And you know, the mother bird takes back the little baby bird. The mother bird is so happy when the little baby is back in her arms. But you have to release your claim on the mother bird, your claim on the baby, and your claim on everything. Because if you do that, then you're happy. Just like the only thing you could do for Jimmy was to do loving, nice things. And it had nothing to do with all your toys and all your things. It was just loving and a nice thing to do. Can you do that? Oh, yes, yes. Can you realize that the baby bird has to go back and be itself? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Can you realize that the only thing that matters in life is that your loving heart overflows every single minute with all the joy that's within you and all the love that's within you now and forevermore. Are you ready for that? Oh, Mr. Candle, that's so much fun. That's so wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Oh, Mr. Candle, that's wonderful. Uh-oh, look at there comes the Sandman. He's coming right in the door. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you, and you're going to fall asleep and have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dreams. But before he does, call your mommy and daddy now. Mommy, daddy, come hug me, kiss me, tuck me in. I'm ready to go to bed. Tuck me in, tuck me in. Come on, mommy, daddy, tuck me in. And no matter how old we are, we always like to be tucked in. We always like to be hugged. We always like to be kissed. We always like to be told that we're loved. So, boys and girls, until next time, this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.